Blog Talk Radio.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. The mighty things you do, I worship you, 'cause in spite of all my misery and all the things I cannot see, I know I can call out your name. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for you. Praise your name, 'cause the victory is mine. I praise your name, 'cause the light in me can finally shine. Your blessings will be always mine. That's why I live, Lord. My purpose is to praise you. My longing is to worship you. My life desires to live for
morning and welcome to Josie's Inspiration. This is Josie, and today is June the 29th, 2020. We're winding down in the month of June, but we're revving up for summer. Sort of, I have to say, because we're still in the midst of so much chaos and turmoil in our lives due to COVID-19, due to the riots, due to all the atrocities that are happening to us individually, community-wide, and worldwide. And this morning, as I get ready for this show, I always wanted to look for a scripture to guide me and direct me. And while I had something pulled out already, I was sitting at my desk, and in front of me, it's a book that I had and I read during my cancer treatments by an author, Harold S. Kushner. He's also the author of a book that I read over and over again, which that book is called When Bad Things Happen to Good People. And the book that I'm looking at now, which is so appropriate for right now, The Lord is My Shepherd, Healing Wisdom of the 23rd Psalm. And I thought about, you know, how well I grew up knowing the words to the 23rd Psalm and being able to recite it in Sunday school and having it as a part of my core. And so I wanted to read the full 23rd Psalms, and then I wanted to go to one particular verse before I start talking about A to Z essential oils for cancer care. So, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Father God, these words bring comfort to me today as I think about all the things that are going on around me, around this world. Think about my journey that you brought me through with cancer. 3 times cancer, 1 time brain tumor, and I'm here to give testimony to my ability to stand strong through those tests. Stand strong, not because I was strong, but because through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are always with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me. And today, dear Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart bring comfort to someone who is listening or on replay. But Lord, let these words represent what you have shown me and taught me. In the name of your precious son, Jesus, I thank you. Amen. And so in verse 4 of that psalm, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So one of the things that as I look at Harold Kushner's book, The Lord is My Shepherd, and looking at specifically, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. He writes, when he came to believe that God did not control genetics or laws of nature, that fire burns and bullets harm good people and bad people alike, that God may have cared about what kind of people we are, we have to understand in the midst of all of our frustrations that thou art with me. When bad things happen to you, the challenge is not to explain them, to justify them, or even to accept them. The challenge is to survive them and to go on living. And the key to surviving misfortune is the realization that when bad things happen, God is on our side. The illness, the accident are not God's will. When we choose to affirm life in the face of loss, to affirm goodness in the face of evil, we are on God's side. He is with us, and we are with him. And the future does not frighten us. And those words are very comforting because, you know, when I always think back to my days and journeying through cancer and, you know, being in a place of uncertainty and loss of control. And that's a big thing for us as individuals is we like to have control. We want controls over our situation. We want controls over our life. We want control over those people that are around us. We want control over our government, over our world, over everything. And we cannot be in control of everything. So in cancer, that is the greatest moment for me of realization and relinquishing my desire to be in control. So today, as I talk about A to Z essential oils for cancer care, just remember, this is my opinion. I am not a healthcare professional. I'm not an MD. I'm not a PhD. I'm not any kind of doctor. I am passionate about essential oils because I found the benefits of how they have helped me through my journey. As I talk today, I'm going to combine two alphabets as I'm winding through my A to Z. I'm going to talk about U and V together because they are closely related. And that's urinary tract infections and vaginal issues. And these might sound like women's issues, but, you know, some of these things can happen to men as well. So what is a urinary tract infection? It's an infection in any part of the urinary system, the kidneys, the ureters, the bladder, and the urethra. And a lot of infections involve more urinary tract, the bladder, and the urethra. And, of course, women are at a greater risk of developing UTIs than men, but the infection is painful and annoying no matter what. And for cancer patients, the problem can derive from challenges in hormonal The problem can derive from changes in hormone levels caused by chemotherapy because that treatment can cause vaginal atrophy, loss of estrogen, and UTI symptoms like frequent and urgent need to urinate, having irritation when we eat spicy foods, have caffeine, carbonated beverages, acid foods. So we have to be mindful during cancer treatments of the things that can happen. Chemotherapy can cause a sudden loss of the estrogen production in the ovaries. And in my own personal experience, it led me to symptoms of early menopause, which were attributed by thinning of the vagina or vaginal atrophy and vaginal dryness, which caused very much pain. It also can damage the tissues in the body. It can damage and cause sores and increase the risk of infection, also causing fatigue and increased bleeding. Additionally, radiation therapy can cause damage to the ovaries, and that damage, whether it's permanent or short-term, depends on the strength of the radiation treatment. Damaged ovaries don't produce estrogen. It causes menopause and related symptoms. Now, I can remember clearly, and this, you know, is a woman topic, but my husband had to endure this with me because I remember 1 month having my menstrual cycle, pretty normal, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing, and the next month, nothing. And so I went to my doctor because I was in chemo, I'd had radiation, and I didn't know what was happening to my body. I knew my body was going through a lot of changes, my moods, my emotions, my skin, everything that I've talked about on these calls, I was experiencing. But to have suddenly that part of me, which defines me as a woman, my menstrual cycle stop abruptly. I sought out my doctor's advice, and they had more questions than I did. They were like, are you in menopause? And I'm like, I don't know. What is menopause? How do I know if I'm in menopause? And they like, well, we could give you something to make it start again. And I'm like, I'm not disappointed it's gone. I just want to know, why did it stop? Is it the chemo? Is it the radiation? But they had no answers. And so after me doing some natural things to do some cleanses, I have a flush in my body that released a lot of the toxins. And from that day forward, I never had another menstrual cycle. Never had any menopausal symptoms that I hear women talk about, like hot flashes. Mood swings, yes, but, you know, mood swings, I think, is normal for everyone because your hormonal imbalances can cause you to have mood swings. But given the fact that chemotherapy can affect the estrogen production in the ovary and can cause hormonal changes in the body, I'm sure that was an added effect for me to go through what was considered then early menopause. So having chemo, having radiation affects women and men, issues of urinary tract infection and issues of vaginal concern. We know that those issues as cancer patients can vary. And we know, well, I know that there was something called neutropenia, which has an effect on the body because it is when the white blood cells become abnormally low. And it's those white blood cells are the body's main defense system against infection. And neutropenia is a side effect of chemotherapy and increases our risk for infections. And sometimes just knowing the cycles of what our body is going through as cancer patients can be helpful. So, for example, when I had a treatment, I could know that 7 to 12 days after each chemotherapy dose that I was going to have a drop in my white blood cells. Now, also, I was on steroids, which made me feel like the Incredible Hulk. I could feel my muscles bulking up and hurting. After those 7 to 12 days, the body is also vulnerable to getting infections. But then we're right back into that period where we are getting more chemotherapy sometimes. Your blood count decreases 7 to 12 days after chemo. You're then at high risk of infection for 5 to 7 days. And then there's that short period of time that is considered the recovery period. So what's one to do during this time? Well, some of these essential oils I did not know about specifically then, but they're very important to me now in making sure that I keep my body healthy and that I do things to make sure that I am not going through the cancer challenges again, but also making sure that I can help others who may be experiencing some of the challenges that they are going to go through as a result of chemotherapy and radiation. So oils that are really good for urinary tract infections. This first oil is such a powerful oil because for women, it is a great hormonal balancer, and that's bergamot. And bergamot is an amazing oil. It is considered one of the greatest oils for emotional support. In fact, Earl Grey tea is a bergamot tea. It is very beneficial for emotional support, for issues of anxiety, depression, PMS, female and male mental-related disorders or related needs. But one of the things that I like about bergamot is its ability to help with those types of urinary issues. in all cases, as I'm talking to you about the essential oils, I'm giving you my my information based on my personal experiences with using the oils, but it's not to take away from your doctor or to have you do anything against your doctor or to make this a substitute for what your doctors say. So with bergamot, it can be very beneficial in helping you. We always encourage you to put oils on the bottom of your feet. Those are the reflexology areas of your body, so that the bottoms of your feet have the largest pores into your body. And so by putting the oils on the bottom of your feet, it's going to get into the body sufficiently. Because I said bergamot is an Earl Grey tea, Earl Grey tea is a great source to drink to help with that support of the urinary tract, because it's going to help release some of the toxins out of the body. Bergamot relieves inflammation. It can assist in fighting germs and infection. It can inhibit and destroy viruses. It can relieve intestinal gas pain. And it can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluid. Those are some of the properties that bergamot has. And it helps with the body systems, the nervous system, the respiratory, the endocrine system, the lymphatic, and the circulatory system. The second oil is fennel. And you might think, oh, well, that's a spice. That's an herb that I use in cooking. And absolutely, it is. But fennel is very beneficial for settling the stomach, for cleansing the pancreas, balancing blood sugar levels, and it's used also to help balance hormones in older adults. It's used as a way to help with parasites, and I love fennel in my seasoning. So one of the ways that you can get it is in your seasoning. You can buy fresh fennel, add it to your recipes. It, too, is a diuretic, and can increase urine production and rid the body of excess fluids. It also helps promote releasing flatulence or gas, and it helps to boost the circulatory system. It aids in waste management for the lymphatic system and is a decongestant for the lymph system. And for me, having had non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I'm always looking for ways to keep my lymph system active. The lymph system is a powerful tool, and it's there to help get the toxins out of the body. But unlike blood, it does not flow on its own. So I like to get lymphatic massages to stimulate my lymph nodes. I also like to do dry brushing with my essential oils, which is taking a natural bristle brush with essential oils in my hand and putting it, rubbing the back brush into my hand, and then doing a dry brush to get the lymph system moving. And I start at the feet and I stroke up. I stroke up my legs, around my abdomen, from the palms of my hand into my underarms, because the lymph system runs throughout the whole body. And so it's important for me particularly to help move that lymph fluid through and out of my body. The third oil is tea tree. Now, I talk about tea tree all the time because, you know, it's a go-to oil for me. It's one that I use almost. So tea tree is, as I've talked about before, considered the medicine chest in a bottle. And it's a very powerful immune stimulant, and it can be effective in defending against infections such as bacterial, viral, and fungal. And I like tea tree because it's very gentle. So I can mix some tea tree, as I can with these other oils, in a carrier oil like my kukui or my apricot or one of my other carrier oils. And the carrier oil is what you add essential oils to help dilute it so that you can apply it topically to the body. And so I like to add it to those things. I also like to add it to bath salts as a soak to soak my body and allow my body to get the full benefits of the oils. And the last oil I'm going to talk about is a blend. And always, again, the oils that I talk about are specifically from the company Youngevity International. my website, Josie, J-O-S-I, Hopkins.Youngevity.com. I like to make blends specifically for people around their health concerns. But this fourth oil, Y23, is an immune oil. Y23 immune helps our immune system. It helps the body begin to get out those invaders in the respiratory system. It can filter the air. In the lymphatic system, it can kill unwanted intruders. And the oils in this blend are known to help relax, soothe tired, sore muscles. And in this blend, it has sweet birch, which is great for bones. It has cajeput, which is used to help with concentration, cedar leaf, copaiba, corn mint, eucalyptus globulus, ginger, white grapefruit, French lavender vera, lime, meadow foam, nutmeg, oregano, orange, peppermint, rosemary, scotch pine, spearmint, tangerine, and pine needle. Now, that's a lot of oils, but it's all in a blend. And that one blend works on the body systems, the immune, the respiratory, the muscular, the skin, and the circulatory. So this information, I pray, is beneficial. And I also pray that as you go through any challenges, as you navigate your way through the challenging times that we're in right now in our world, just remember always that you don't go alone, that you should fear no evil because God is always with us, that we should know that his hand guides us when things become challenging. Take time, be still, pray, and then listen. Be blessed. We will be down for our fourth celebration, commemoration, and a time of prayer. Pray for our country this 4th of July. We just had Juneteenth, which we know is something that we, particularly as African Americans, celebrate because we did not become free on the 4th of July. It took some time for the word to get to all of those enslaved people. But nonetheless, this 4th of July, celebrate your independence. Have a mind for God, a mind for freedom, and do well and just in the world. Be blessed and thank you.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free USA 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers. 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transition. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Believe it, but it ain't easy. 'Cause that world I painted Good, beautiful morning to you all. And thank you once again for joining me in Rev. Lydia Speaks on the Josie's Inspiration Network and the Finding My Way Network. I hope wherever you are, the day is as beautiful as it has started out here. I'm watching everything and the sun shining, and I'm looking at the plants, and I'm thinking about the wisdom and the intelligence in divine timing. Have you ever watched something grow? I mean, you plant a rose bush or a garden or something, and you look at it every day until you actually see the first signs that in a form of a bud or even in one blade of the grass or whatever it is that tells you all of your effort was worth something. Well, sometimes it just takes time. And it seems the more you want whatever it is right now, the more time it takes. Did you know that there is a wisdom, a divine timing to everything? And just as the intelligence inside of the seed tells it when to come forth, so it is that it does the same thing for you. Within a seed, it lets it know when it's the optimal time for it to show all of its magnificence, to be enjoyed. I've watched several winters. In the back, very back of my yard, there are these wild crocuses. I call them wild. I didn't plant them. But I have seen snow on the ground and just looking out, enjoying the snow. And then my eye would fall on something, this just puff of yellow. And when I would go out to inspect what that puff of yellow was, there were the most magnificent, beautiful flowers. And it was just so odd to see these beautiful, springtime, fragile-looking flowers coming up through the snow. But why did it come up through the snow? It's because the intelligence inside of the seed told it it was time. There was nothing around that we saw that said it was time for flowers. But the intelligence inside of the seed says, what's inside of me when it's time for it to come out? It doesn't make any difference what the environment is. That's the same way God does us. A lot of times we keep saying, I want something now, I need it now, I gotta have it now. And to us, we feel that we do have to have it now. Because in a few weeks or a few months, it'll be too late. But no, it's not. The intelligence inside of that seed is also the seed of intelligence inside of us, that God force that tells us that this is the optimal time. And no matter what your enemies around you think, what the atmosphere is, what the environment says, when God is ready to promote you, you can't stop him. And it might seem the weirdest of times. It might seem the strangest of places. And it might seem to you that you could be embarrassed about your blessing because it could come at a time when others that you know and love are in a downward spiral. But the desires that we have divine timing. You may desire to teach or to preach or whatever it is, the vision that you have for yourself. But until you have experienced the goodness of God in all of his glory, you're only repeating what you've heard someone else say, or what you've read, or maybe something what you thought. I've heard it said this way, that your pain pushes until your vision pulls. In other words, your discontent at your growth patterns will push you in your dream and make it work toward what your desire for yourself is, whatever it may be. God will give you the time to strengthen your roots and absorb the energy you need, just like the plant absorbed all the energy from the ground that it needed to succeed and bloom. And our energy comes in the form of experience. So you'll have a testimony. There's an energy to everything. But until your energy matches the energy of the thing you desire, it won't manifest. And seriously, if it did, you wouldn't be able to keep it. Because as I spoke of before, you have to talk to your prosperity. But you also have to be willing to give up something, like negative self-speak, to have that vision manifest. There's an energy and a frequency to everything. Our vibration is important. And when you lift your vibration and align it to the belief in whatever it is that you want, it has to come. We're just like the layers of a flower bud. But we have to be available to our own growth and follow that eternal energy and that internal energy. So what I'd like for you to do is think about the wisdom of that timing. And in the meantime, it's things that we have to do just to make sure that when that time comes, we are ready. There are probably more than six, but I'm going to take six words right now that you can remove from your life. Because your word and your thought is the magic wand that you wave to make everything happen the way you want it to happen. And given with the climate of the time, it's very, very hard to think that just changing your mind will help someone else change their mindset. But it does. And the first word that I want you to try to get rid of is the word hate. And we say that so often. Oh, I hate Brussels sprouts. But hate is a very powerful word. And to combat that, look for things to appreciate, and that raises your vibration. The word hate drags you down. It conjures up all kinds of evil, and it's an energy that is dark and ugly and foreboding. To hate something is the very bottom of your thought patterns toward it. God hates sin. Even though he loves the person and he is working hard to step in and help that person, the actions are what he hates. And it's probably more of a disappointment because God is within all of us and he cannot hate himself. But that portion of the person, that disappointment comes across strong. And the second word. And this is just a little word because it's something that we say all the time, and it's the word should. You should do this. I should have done that. You should not have worn that dress. But the word should is lackluster and has no expectation, and it doesn't allow people to open up to all of the possibilities. You see, when you say should, it's as if you think you have something better coming behind it. You have to learn to let people be responsible for themselves. And there are times when some people just have to learn the extreme hard way. Now, I understand being a parent. I've had to teach my kids, this is how things should go. Now, it would have been a lot easier if I could say, you could do it this way. You see, we have to change our speech in order to give our spirits some calm and some peace. When we give ourselves options, then we move in a more graceful manner. When we give ourselves the openness of possibilities instead of something just set in stone, we give ourselves time to heal, to grow, to establish our own thought patterns, to bring them into alignment with the thoughts of God. I often say we have to align our mind to the mind of the divine. And that's true, because we have to give ourselves time to grow. God gives us all the time that we need. And it's only when we refuse to accept his grace and mercy that we fall short. Because God is never late. We might say he's not on time, but he is never late. If God is waiting, he's waiting for a purpose. Now, this third word is going to throw you for a loop because This seems like a positive word, the word yes. But it's only positive if it's said with a sense of real purpose. Otherwise, you're just overextending yourself to make someone else happy. But when you do that, it brings up resentment, maybe not right away. But if you continue to say yes to people, they know that they can come to you with any old craziness. And you, with your soft-hearted, compassionate nature, which compassion is great, but you'll say yes. And it gets the burden off of them and puts it squarely on your shoulders. I have that problem. There are a lot of times that I will say yes to things, and I say it because I mean it, but I realize as soon as the word exits my mouth that it's going to be hard for me to do this, but since I've given my promise, I'm going to do it. And I find myself overextended, and I did that to the point of hurting my own health. And when I hurt my own health, guess what happened? The people that I tried so hard to make happy, they found other ways to get what they needed because now physically I could not do it. So that tells me they had other options to start with, but they didn't want to hear the negativity of a no. So what they did was they just came to me. Lydia will do it. Lydia will fix it. Lydia will help us with that. So I've decided to come up with something that really worked for me. Because if you say yes, like I said, without a sense of real purpose, it doesn't work. So for 24 hours, 48 if you're really brave, don't use the word. Just don't use the word yes as an answer. Just don't do it. Now, I don't mean if your children come to you and, Mom, can I have something to eat? Say no. What I'm saying is in your mind, and you have to quickly focus on things to do this. You have to be quick about it in your mind and your spirit. But when somebody asks you something that project, if I say yes to this, what's going to happen? Am I taking away time from myself and my spirit and my time to sit with God just to do this thing that's not going to do anything for me and it's not helping them because, in essence, you're doing their work for them. So for 24 or 48 hours, don't say the word yes. Now, this next word is broke or poor. These two words are an affirmation. I'm so broke. I am so poor, I can't even pay attention. That's an affirmation. You got to change what you're saying because after the words I am means the God of me is because God said his name was I am. So I don't know about you, but the God of me is not broke. The God of me is not poor. The God of me is not sick or unworthy or anything else of that nature. The God of me is everything I need. And if I'm telling you that you have that essence, that God-given essence within you, how can you be any of those things? Yes, you may not have a fluidity of cash right now. You may not have everything that you think you need to be happy. But if you can stand, if you can breathe, if you can reason, you have a reason to be happy. You're better than at least a third of the people that you may know. I kept saying that I didn't like how my body was feeling. I didn't like what was going on with my body. So my mind told me to do some things to change it. And I did. Because my doctor told me, with no uncertain terms, that I was type 2 diabetic. Now, I have diabetics in my family. And I've watched as my... they're now ascended elders, lost limbs and eyesight. And that's not what I wanted for myself. But I would not believe it because I did not eat, I did not drink, I did not smoke or anything like that, that they did. My lifestyle was totally different. But yet, here I am. And people say, well, you know, that's genetic and there's nothing you can do about it. But I want you to jump up and down and give praise with me right now. Because as of yesterday, when I went to my doctor, it took a year, but it took a year of discipline and following what I should have done. I have reversed my type 2 diabetes, and yes, it can be done. Your doctors may say it can't be. They don't know the God I serve. And I'm standing here giving praise and honor because I said yes with responsibility to taking care of my own health. I said yes to exercise and to taking some things out of my diet for a very long time that I thought I could not live without. And I lost 30 pounds. And I kept myself active. And I thought I'd always been active all of my life, which I have. But now, as you get older, your metabolism slows down and the things that you did, maybe you can't do as much. So that means that the things that you used to eat in abundance, you can't do as much. But right now, according to the numbers and according to my lab work, I am free of any dis-ease. And I love that. And number five word is the word never. Just like I never wanted to give up on myself. And I never gave up on the fact that my God said that by his stripes I am healed. And I never gave up on Jeremiah 29:11, that he knows what he has for me. And it's for me to be good and for me to enjoy life to the fullest. And you can't do that when you're sick. If you say never, it closes your heart. Open your heart to all possibilities. Otherwise, what you are resisting will persist. You'll always feel bad. You'll always say, well, maybe one day. No. There's a character in a storybook I used to read to my children. And his name is Eeyore in the Pooh series. And Eeyore was the little donkey who saw everything bleak and through a lens of despair. And I have a couple of very good friends that are like that. And I have tried. And I hate to say that they will never change, but since it's been 25 or 30 years of friendship, and whatever I say in the positive, they'll agree with it, but then they will throw up a never that you can't dispute. And they're going to do that because that is what they desire to do. That is their inner self speaking. They're not their higher inner self. That's the ego mind that is down and bringing vibration down. And wherever they go, it's like that little cartoon character with the cloud that follows behind them. They're beautiful people, but you don't really want to be around them all day, every day, because they will change what you think about yourself. And the sixth word is the word shame. Shame doesn't instigate change. People will say that you can shame someone into doing something different. No, you can't. Shame is something that keeps you bound. It is a weight around your neck in the sea of life. You cannot rise. You give all of your shame, all of your angst, all of everything over to God. Because, as I said, in his divine timing, when you least expect it, you'll bloom. And the bloom that you come up with will be so magnificent, you won't even understand. You won't believe it's you. Right now, I'm hopping around like a newly budded rose because I never gave up believing that in time, God was going to heal me, no matter what the doctor said. There is a divine energy within you. I aligned my energy. I kept my energy. I kept it focused on God. And I am living proof that this can work. So I'm going to ask you to relax, release, and renew your mind. Change what you're thinking. There's a wisdom in the rose and the divine timing that it takes for you to be able to smell that beautiful bloom. Be that rose. And until next time, be blessed.
Not scared to say, I used to be the one preaching.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.